I'm Samantha Miner, and this is a Miner Mom Makeover. Being a mom can be hectic, and we often lose ourselves in motherhood. In this podcast, I'll talk about real-life topics and share self-care and wellness tips to help you look and feel your best. This is a makeover from the inside out. Hey everyone, welcome back to A Miner Mom Makeover. I am your host, Samantha Jade Miner, but we're all friends here, so you can just call me Sam. Okay, I know I've been away for quite some time, and I have not been uploading consistently, and I'll touch on that in the next episode, but I felt it was important to get back to basics and explain exactly why I decided to start a podcast for moms. You see, I believe in a world where moms can be themselves, take care of themselves, and not feel guilty or worry about being judged, because let's face it, we know mom guilt is a real thing, right? Okay, so I've been a makeup artist for a really long time, and I've had a lot of women sit in my chair. There's something about being in such close proximity to someone for an hour or more that makes them feel comfortable enough to open up to me and tell me their deepest thoughts and share private stories with me. That, along with me doing my own personal, mental, and spiritual journey, a journey I will say that never really ends, I realized makeup transforms us on the outside. But the true work needs to be done on the inside for us to feel good about ourselves. The makeup is great and all, but it's only superficial. It's almost like putting a band-aid on a bullet wound. I've had women who've worn a full face of makeup just to come to an appointment with me, for me to then put a full face of makeup on them because they couldn't stand to be seen barefaced on their way to me. Others will get their makeup done and sleep in it for days at a time so they can keep feeling pretty because they don't know how to do their own makeup or they can't do it the way a professional makeup artist would. Something in me wanted to help these women with more than just their makeup. Over the years, I've met a lot of moms, different types of moms with diverse beliefs, but at the end of the day, no matter how different we all are. We have the same fears and concerns. We're more alike than we realize. Now, I'm not perfect, and I don't have all the answers. I mess up a lot. Just ask my 7 kids. But I do have a lot of stories, ideas, and understanding that may help and inspire someone who's at their wit's end and just needs to know they're not alone. My goal with this podcast is to hopefully create a strong, helpful community of moms so we can help each other navigate this crazy world called motherhood. My saving grace was therapy and prayer. Lots of prayer. See, I hit a really rough patch and literally felt like I was going to lose my mind. Like I thought I was going to snap, y'all. Therapy taught me a lot. Mainly, issues I've dealt with since childhood were not my fault. I'm not a horrible mom, and yes, marriage can sometimes be shitty, and I needed to practice more self-love, like a lot more self-love. I took a lot of time to evaluate myself, my life, everything. What I wanted and what I didn't want became more evident. I became a little more selfish, but in a good way. I started taking time for myself and doing more of what made me happy. I began to pray more, meditate, and write down all of my thoughts and feelings. Side note, if you don't journal, you should. It can change your life in conjunction with prayer and meditation and therapy. It really helps to just get it all out, get everything out that you need to get out. I became happier, but I lost people I thought were my friends, and my marriage started crumbling even more. ultimately ending in a much needed divorce, but that's a story for another day. You see, in a relationship, one person can't grow and face their demons head on while the other remains complacent. I quickly learned one major side effect of growth is isolation. I believe women are full of magic, but when we have kids, we forget just how magical we really are. Being a mom is not easy, and we tend to lose parts of ourselves while giving so much of ourselves to the kids we raise and the men we love. Once I opened my eyes to everything around me, I started seeing more and more moms in Facebook groups and on Instagram and Twitter post about their issues and how they were suffering from depression and anxiety. I felt awful and wished I could help, because I have those days too. My goal is to help you create yourself, the new version of you that's still full of magic, but you got kids now. I want to build a community of moms that support one another and picks each other up when we're down. We don't pass judgment, and we share stories of triumph and failure, where we can share our fears. Comparison is the thief of joy, and I've compared myself to other moms a lot. Motherhood is an unspoken sisterhood, and only we know how another mom feels. We can relate to one another. So I created this podcast. It was heavy on me. I wanted to do something, but I didn't know what, and I was kind of thinking, podcast? Maybe. Now, I'll never forget, I was in Mac one day working, and this gorgeous woman comes up to me, and she's talking to me about her kids, and they're driving her crazy, and she had two boys, and I was like, "Oh, girl, you're preaching to the choir." And she's like, "Oh, you have kids?" I said, "Yeah, I've got seven." And we got to talking, and she was just blown away by the fact that I have seven kids. And she said, "You have to do something. You have to share something, share it with the world, because you don't have seven kids and don't have anything of significance to share with the world." And I felt that was my confirmation to create this podcast. So that is my story and my reasoning behind creating a minor mom makeover. So I ask that you follow me on my journey as I find myself in this crazy hood called motherhood. And I hope I bump into you there. Have a great day. Catch you on the next episode. Take care of you.